Blog Talk Radio.
Your nigga hands is more than 30 men strong, 60 hands on. Any nigga praying like his head can't get gone. The fleet gone, spinning across your noon like monsoon. Grenade pins leaving your block doom. Arsenal of niggas is all fine. Five star general, these criminals all mine. Artists under obvious deep, toys deep, boys the tactical.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Girl, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush Live in the building, man. And it's Friday. Friday the 13th. That's that. Some people get scared when it's Friday the 13th. But I think it's a good luck day. Friday the 13th. A lot of things went down. You already know what it is. Beyonce randomly out the blue dropped her album at midnight in self-entitled Beyonce. We're going to talk more about that, behind that situation. Also, Bone Thugs and Harmony dropped their album also. Along with that, Black Panties, my man R. Kelly, the man of freak, the man of making babies with his songs, dropped his joint today. Also, you know what I mean, we also going to feature some new music from your man, Mike Hayes. I just heard a little snippet of Star. We're going to play more of that tonight. And you're going to hear some music from my man, Quan Lee. Quan Lee, you already know he's the man that's everywhere. Your man got QuanLeeTV.com. Make sure you check that out. Along with that, he also got the beat tape. He got free beats for y'all cats out there. Just looking for beats and stuff. Quan Lee has the free beat tape that's out right now. So if you're looking for some beats, check that out. Also, the new Hot People versus Quan Lee is coming out, and we're going to talk about that tonight. And the topic tonight is, what is basically, what categorizes you as a celebrity? Because it's getting ridiculous now. Like, you can sit there and take a shit or a dump on YouTube, and all of a sudden, you a celebrity. Like, tell me what's the classification of a celebrity tonight, man. Call us 347-826-7722. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking here. You heard? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Quan Lee will be tonight.
What's happening? It's your boy, Quan Lee.
What up, Quan Lee? What up, Quan Lee? What up, Quan Lee?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane.
Well, you know, Friday. I had to tune in Lush Radio Online. I'm sitting here, you know, me and wifey eating. My dog is sitting here trying to get something to eat off of us, even though we gave him food. Just some regular shit, you know.
So you're having family time over here.
Yeah, you know, family time got to have it. I ain't partying to turn it up tonight. It's too cold up here, man. It's too cold.
Well, man, you got a lot of things going on, man. You working, man. You working. You're doing, like, crazy things right now. So you just recently dropped the beat tape, man. Tell us behind that. What was the whole reason behind you dropping the beat tape?
Well, I dropped the beat tape. I was like, you know what? I feel like dropping a beat tape. I just felt like doing something. So I said, you know what? Let me drop this real quick. Did the cover and everything. Picked up some beats, you know, tagged them. Put my info in there. And just put it out on the internet just because. Holiday season, you know, I got the winter sale going on. And I got, you know, I got the People vs. Quan Lee 3 coming out. So you know what? Let me give it to the people even more. Let me throw a beat tape out.
Definitely giving back to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats, you know, they be searching online trying to get them beats, and everybody, you know, they put their little taglines on it and stuff. But he's giving you a free beat tape so you can rock, do your rhyme, do your thing, you know what I mean? Who knows? You might need it for a mixtape or anything like that. Get your boy Quan Lee. Quan, you got the People versus Quan Lee 3, man. Now, what's the difference between this People's First Quan Lee versus the other
one
as well?
Well, the first one, you know, when I put out the first People versus Quan Lee, that was pretty much my first tape. So it was pretty much like, all right, this is what I could do. The second one, you know, I was more matured. I was ready to go in this time. I was like, part two is dropping. You know, let me drop my lines here and there, all the people that was hating on the first one. Let me just get at them on the tape. And the third one is just a mixture of what's going on. The third one is a continuation of part two. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
I got more mature, you know what I'm saying? I produced almost everything on there yet again except for the Jigs Up. That's produced by my man Cut out of Japan. And, you know, it's just versatility, showing off what I can do. The songs are real. You know, I got the Dot Juice right now. That's going crazier than I expected. That song is out there. You know, it's just regular stuff, partying, you know, just me doing me. It's just a maturity. Definitely. You can see the maturity when you listen to all three. When you listen to the EPs, you know, you see the maturity from Quan that used to just make beats. Why is he rapping? And so we respect him. You know what I'm saying? We respect him rapping like he could really do it.
Definitely. If you don't know, then you about to know. You know, it's your man Quan Lee. Quan Lee has, is the CEO of Quan Lee TV. And he's a big promoter. Along with that, he shoots all the crazy banana footage for Falls DVD and Quan Lee TV.
Yeah, we just shot Mister's video yesterday.
Definitely, definitely. He got crazy footage. Y'all need to check it out on YouTube and on the site. And Quality TV. Along with that, he does production a lot of major cats. And on top of that, I mean, dude has got skills. He's an ill artist, graphics, everything. Like, I mean, dude is like a one-stop shop. He's a machine, man. A freaking machine. It's crazy. You're doing your thing.
I'm out here working.
So what's I mean, the Quan Lee from back then, what's the difference between Quan Lee back then? I know you've grown and matured, but what are some of the things that you've learned through your journey through the industry?
One thing I learned, you know, a lot of people out here, you know, they're vultures. I can be straight up and straight to the point. I mean, you know, they dry everything up and then run and do something else. I mean, you know, a lot of these promoters dried up my town. Y'all ain't know, I'm from New York, you know, New York underground scene, a lot of these promoters, you know, whether they be fraudulent or just want to do this to pay their rent, they've dried up the city. We don't support each other. So a lot of things not going on. At the same token, you got those older people that'll try to hold that agent experience over your head and then sign you up to do mad things, you know, pro bono, not realizing you got bills too, but then they'll take all the credit like they made it happen, they made that connect, or it's because of them that this is getting done. They'll gas you with the always for your career when, truthfully, you know, they could have set up a side deal like, yo, I bring a young boy that you like so much, I got connect with him and plug him in, you know, and then make it look like it's all them. So I just learned, you know, watch the people you deal with pretty much. I mean, with the support, same thing with support. People support you when they want something out here. So I'm just real, you know, leery, and now I know how to move. When I see certain steps and certain movements, I'm like, nah, I can't deal with them cats, so I can't deal with this person because of that.
Definitely, and that's real talk. There's a lot of shady cats in the game, and me and you know that, you know what I'm saying? People that came and went, people say, yo, let's work together, let's do this, that, and the third. We see how long they last, you know what I'm saying? They quick to jump ship, you know what I mean, when the next thing's popping.
They want to drain your energy. I can't have my energy drained, and, you know, because of my approach and how I deal about that, I'm not necessarily the most liked person in New York underground. Cool with everybody, but I may not be the most liked person. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely. Another thing I wanted to talk about, dealing with, you know, the New York atmosphere right now, that, you know, a lot of the stuff is like, you know, the game is kind of like, you know, ending out, you know what I'm saying, last bit of the quarter, you know what I'm saying, it's December, like, do you feel like things are changing for the best or for the worst? What do you think is what's nearer in 2014 for New York?
Well, I hope they can change for the better. You know, I hope to have more of a hand in what's going on because you need people like me. You need people like the people that I consider part of my circle because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm fair. I may not support something and not get along with a promoter or whatever may have you, but if they doing something positive and they doing something for the town, yo, they doing something. If y'all want to be a part of that, be a part of that. Not that you need my blessing, but I'm going to keep it tall no matter what, regardless of my personal beliefs. I'm going to just keep it official from jump.
Definitely, definitely. And don't forget, people that's listening right now, calling at 347-826-7722. Another thing that's crazy that's popping is the New Kings of New York DVD is in circulation. It's been in circulation. It's in New York. It's in several different states. It's in the DMV. Get at your man Quanya, get at your girl Lush, get that DVD in your mix because it's bananas, it's crazy, the footage is crazy, you know what I mean? And it's more to come, so if you want to be featured in that Quality will get featured on Quality TV, Force TV. You want to get featured, man, get at them, www.qualitytv.com, Quality TV on Instagram, Quality TV, everything, man. Google your man. He's crazy right now. What we're going to do is go on to one of his songs, of the People versus Quality. This joint right here is called Deep Thought. I listened to it, man. Quan kept it real, you know, because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the industry, man. And he basically, you know what I'm saying, talked about it through the song. It's a dope song. The lyrics are ill. Track is hot. We're going to listen to this song in a few minutes. It's called Deep Thought. We're going
to
come
I'm
back
have to drop that tonight after the show. I'm going to have to drop that publicly.
Definitely. Quali, Deep Thought, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. You already know. It's Friday.
Yo, Loose, man. Yo, I get so tired of busting my ass, man. You see me grinding out here. Everybody see me grinding out here. I'm doing videos. I'm producing. I'm doing dope raps. I can't get on the website, but niggas wanna call for that form, though. That's that bullshit.
It's like a jungle sometimes, they make me wonder why these undergrounds wanna keep me under. Fake blackballing cause I don't stay hot, or I won't do a solid, be a go-to guy. Man, I thought we was past that. Niggas push buttons where I gotta take it past rap. Damn, niggas fucking up paper. All cuz Quan on his grind giving vapor. Sorry, Mr. Lee, but we can't do your post. But you're calling for the Forbes, so wanna try. No, fuck niggas. Bitch, you too. Thought they had a plug, cause they fuck crew. What you did gotta do with me? I'm not trying to hit that J. I'm not trying to hit that B. Beaver that promo and my TV. Come on.
Shit real out here, man. I keep dropping dope music. The videos is dope. I just dropped like 5 racks on my new camera. But yet, still I can't get on the website. All over politics and bullshit, man. Cut that shit out, man. Y'all niggas really pushing buttons out here, B.
Now do I really gotta say it? Isn't it obvious? Feels like I'm making a mistake, cause it probably is. Lost in the mind's dark corners, I'm bodiless. Honestly, I'm dead trying to live, but I'm zombie-ish. Autopilot all the time, look what it got me. Look what it took me to. How do I stop the end? Instead of looking at me, I'm just making them watch me. And I don't know if this attention's gonna help me or lock me in. Staring at the mirror, someone I don't recognize. Once you see it all, you believe you'll do better blind. They just gotta look me in the eye, that'll tell them why. Struggling to set aside the stress inside. I'm supposed to let it ride, I'm supposed to never cry. I'm supposed to know that I won't ever step in heaven's lines. Should I just accept it, that I'm dead and die? Fuck it, never mind, I already see where this is going. I regret it, bye.
My deepest thoughts and my kundalini off me. The office, believe it, cause they be eating off me. Every time I see a man like me, a fellow MC, I wonder.
It's your boy, into the heights versus the hell piss. Boston, all green, I would sell sick. Home with the show, kid to go, pay Fido. Turn bully on the field, Richie Incognito. Legacy strong, Beyonce and we better be on. Steadily on with knowledge, give me a family spawn. Recording with Quan, I remember when he just produced. Many grinds over time, he adjusted too. Go set the map, present proof. Next year's exec chairs and rap boo. Got him open for years and open ears. Won't be stuck in the basement my whole career. I need whips that show fit, taking trips to go work.
Where to?
Let me spin the globe first. Found Miss San Diego, she ain't common. What? MCs that breathe like me ain't common.
My deepest thoughts and my kundalini off me. The office, believe it, cause they be eating off me. Every time I see a man like me, a fellow MC, I wonder.
Keep going, more thoughts on my mind, gotta keep flowing. Ain't reached my goal from the first one. Time flies, Vicky about to go to college, son. Mama getting older, glad grandma still here. Pops kick sniffing, almost got his nose clear. You can see the pain in my eyes. Memories broke as winners in my 89. Low cut sevens, y'all ain't never seen. I'm taking God, I'm the same size jeans. This one four gold fronts and a throwback. Same niggas joked IG on my phone sack. Bitches, used to be the baddest ones. Now they broke looking hit. Sad, son.
Revenge sweet better than pussy. I'll prove it, motherfucker, don't push me.
My deepest thoughts send my kundalini off. Leave me off, believe me, cause they be eating off me. Every time I see a man like me, a fellow energy, I wonder.
Greetings, universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, Bahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building, man. That was Quan Lee right there. That was Deep Thought, and he really came in crazy right there. Off the People versus Quan Lee 3. Thanks, man. We ain't playing no games out here, son.
Yeah. Appreciate that. I thought a lot of people wasn't going to like that. You know, it was real. I just put out real records. I'm not really one to be like, okay, what if the people like it? What if they don't like it? I mean, you know, I've been doing something right to come up with Three People versus Quan Lee's. You know, I sent it out to a few people. You know, the people actually rock with me, the people that actually, you know, like my music and be digging everything I put out. Like, yo, here go my album early. You know, I've been getting good feedback, so I must be doing something right.
Definitely, man. Look out for that People versus Quan Lee. Along with that, we got a new song from Mike Hands. Mike Hands got some new stuff coming on, too. Let's check who's on the phone out with us. 347, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'?
What's going on? It's Mike Hands on the check-in.
What happened, Mike? What's wrong with you, Sean?
You already know. When I got the tights, you wanted me back on. I had to holler.
That's what's up, man. You on the line with Quan, me and Quan. We talking about Quan versus Quan Lee, and we about to talk about your new song, that Stomp, Don't Get Stomped. That joint is crazy bananas and stuff, man.
I appreciate that. You with that, Quan?
What's happening?
Everything groovy, man. Everything groovy. Salute on that release, man. I was listening to you, you know, chopping it up a little bit before I got on the line, man. Salute on all the hard work.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yo, the Stomp joint, man. You know, I had a record on the first project called All In Together Now, which has such a Brooklyn M.O.P. National Posse feel to it. And honestly, it didn't make the project because I couldn't get in contact with anybody to get them on the record. So I just didn't want to touch that energy without having them on the record. You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so I benched the record, benched it, and that was like 2009. So over the years, you know, the project progressed. Last time I was on the show, we had just dropped those records, and it's been such a blessing since those records dropped that now Fame and Dan's, we done did 3 shows with them already. I opened for them down in D.C. They took me to Canada. I had a chance to get close to these dudes who really don't live that far from me in the hood, but I just didn't have a bridge to relationship. We got to talking, one thing led to another. I had this beat for Stomped. I've had the beat for a year. Salute Aaron Freedom Lyles for doing the track. And I sat on it for a year, and I was actually kind of scared of the beat. Not scared like I couldn't tackle it, but scared like I knew exactly what it was going to take for the beat not to be bigger than me.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, I was going to have to tap into a certain kind of energy to manhandle the track. And it put me back in that space with the All In Together Now energy. Like, it's got to be this M.O.P. aggressive type vibe. So I hollered at Fame, and we got to talk. And he's like, yo, let me hear that. Send it. So I sent it. He hit me back immediately. Like, yo, that's a go. Write it. I'm like, all right, cool. I picked it that night. Sent it over. He came in the studio a couple days later, bodied his part, third verse, sent the record to you.
That's what's up, man. I mean, Teddy, shout out to Teddy Ted, the awesome two. They flew me in that song, and I was like, yo, like, I mean, I actually, like, got out my bed. Like, he was like, yo, son, check this out. It's rare for me to get out my bed and be like, yo. It took me back to, like, Bone Crusher, M.O.P., like, freaking Onyx, like, some get up out in the club, like, get the hell up.
I'm going to be honest. Like, hashtag no violence, but I really want a table to fly when this play. At least one table every club night. Because, like, even if you throw it in the corner, don't throw it at nobody. Throw it in the corner. But
yo, this song is, like, in your face bananas. Like, if people haven't heard this song, I'm going to play that. And like I just said, you just heard Deep Park from Quali. Don't forget People versus Quali. I'm going to go and play this song. But before I play this song, I think we got one more caller on the line. We got caller live on the line. What it do, baby? You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. Mike Hand and Quali. What it do? What's up, block number? Good.
Oh, he in the zone. He like the movement.
Oh, somebody over there is talking about, I like the movement. Okay.
That's his hashtag. Hashtag movement. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, he going to throw a chair. He going to throw a table. That's what I'm talking about. He got that kind of energy.
Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play this song right here. It's called Stomp, and we're going to come back with Quali and Mike Hands, man. Stay tuned. Lush Radio Online, man. Don't be stomp.
Yeah. Your nigga hands is more than 30 men strong. 60 hands on. Any nigga praying like his head can't get torn. The fleet gone. Spinning across your noon like monsoon. Grenade pins leaving your block door. Arsenal of niggas is so fine. 5-star general, these criminals all mine. Artists of the obvious deep. Deploy the tactical assault on your convoy. Or get your wig cracked on your doormat. My benefit is pistol to the punch of your hazmat back. We come ready, rocks and blocks steady. Locks and blocks, buckets of rocks and machetes. My team ill, Flatbush, Brooklyn to Brownsville. Run up in the rise and stand still. That winter we go chill. You feel when the irons in your grill. Ain't nothing but a nigga that's all real. Now don't get shit. This my world, this my city. This my block, you won't rock. Suicide jumper,
clack clack,
catch a bullet like Chris Angel. Fuck with the big dog, get mauled, get mangled.
What's up?
School of hard knocks, nigga know your lessons. I am the essence of a G, feeling in my presence.
I black ass,
leave you laying on the asphalt. Flip my fast out on you like I'm on bath salts. Consider me a legend. I'm just trying to keep up with Rakim rounds from 87. 718, 187, do the basics. Cold cases, a nigga facing. I ain't these other dudes, really this is my life. Offspring of a tomahawk, bringing you the highlights. You won't believe it till the iron's in your grill. You fucking with a nigga that's all real. Now don't get you.
My world, this my city. This my block, who won't rock with me?
Split his wife, spin his final column with the same knife. You at the funeral like he look good, but he ain't wearing right. Saying like, every nigga with me, keep that mascot. Let the thirsty howl and plow through his ascot. Masked up, we mash out. Harry get mapping, thumping that cash route. Running through the club while he dubbing, dragging his ass out. Fast back, folding his tracks until he taps out. Tape a nigga sock, pull his arm until he cash out. Get your place hit, through the basement. Through your men, get your kids in your basement. Hands are busy, put pressure on niggas' chest plates. Interrupt his breathing and lean up against his guard gate. Still crying when it's iron, it's so grill. Ain't nothing with the niggas, just so real. Now don't get it.
This my world, this my city. This my block, who won't rock with me? You're real. Flatbush, Brooklyn, the Brown.
Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, you know what it is? It's your girl Lushy Lush, and don't get stoned. So I just cracked some. somebody over the head with a bottle. It's like, I ain't promoting no violence. No, but that's
violence. Hashtag no violence. But you know what? Draw a picture of somebody.
Word. Yo,
that's a meme on Instagram. He's like, you know that moment when, and just be a bottle flying.
What?
But you know, you remember Annie Up? You remember that Annie Up energy?
Yeah, that's, I'm telling you, like, I'm telling
Understand
you.
Me, I got on the stage with these dudes, man. Like, I could have got mashed out. You know how M.O.P. give it up. I could have got my whole jaw broke. I couldn't help it. Little mama at the stage, they was going crazy doing Annie Up, and I just ran on stage. And I'm living in that, let me go ham with them on the strength of that record. But I kind of understood where Little Mama was coming from. It was so Brooklyn. And being a Brooklyn dude, it was like I just couldn't help it. I felt obligated to be there and help them bring Brooklyn. So, like, right now, with the condition of radio, you know, terrestrial radio,
uh-huh.
in light of what you do, you know, in light of what we do at Not 97 and some of these other independent spaces we have,
uh-huh.
you know, it's like, honestly, it's been so long, and if you listen to New York terrestrial radio, you see they trying to get their groove back.
They
you know,
trying.
After some of that, James came and did what he did. You know, Kendrick Lamar put the light, he put the lighter fluid. Then your man Trinidad James came and struck the match. So New York trying to get his swag back, and I love it. But for me, I feel like New York has no idea what New York sounds like anymore.
Wow.
So,
hold up on that. I want to hit, because both of y'all from Brooklyn, you and Quan, this is definitely a big conversation. Quan, I want you to chime in with Mike on that situation, too, you know what I mean, about New York not really remembering what they used to sound like, man. Quan, you there?
Hello? Well, it's cool. I got it. I mean, I feel like it's not so much they don't know what we used to sound like. I don't think we have an identity now. So, for me, I think it's the responsibility of all us New York artists to stay true to self. Turn off the radio and just make what you feel. And that's what New York sounds like. So for me, I said, you know what? In order to build anything, you have to destroy. In order for you to build any kind of building, a skyscraper, you got to take care of the basement and the foundation. So for me, dealing with my veterans and going back and saying, you know what? The last point of reference I had when New York sound like what New York sound like, you were responsible. I want to be where you at. And then I'll build and put my flavor on top of that. So that's what it was about for me. So, you know, that was an important joint for me. I'm glad that, you know, I knew I had a vision for the record. I'm glad the record actually fell into the lane that I was targeting. And I'm just happy, man. Like, I'm really praying that this record gets the same response from everybody that receives it that you gave it.
I'm telling you, Mike. When that song flew in, because you know, I basically like scan through my emails and stuff and open what I want to open up. So I seen it and I'm like, anything my big brother sent me, I check it out or whatever. So I looked through it and I was like, oh. So I said, don't get stomped. I said, ooh. Let's see what this is about. I open it up, and all of a sudden, not even listen to the lyrics yet, that freaking beat was bananas. It was the track was crazy. Then I listened to the lyrics. I said, yo, wow. I was like, yo, this one of them joints, like, yo, get out my way, son. Like, just get out my way. I was like, yo, I have to play this on Friday. I even played it, I think yesterday I had Monet Marchand on there yesterday from VH1 Basketball. I had her and I played the song because that song was crazy. I said, yo, I got to play this. Like, that's about to be my new anthem. I'm about to stop people out. I'm not promoting violence, but I just said.
No violence. But, it's a sentiment involved with it. Just like, right now, like I said, I got my city in my knapsack. Other people got it on their back. I got it in a more reasonable place where I could distribute the weight evenly. I got it in my book bag. But it's like I'm really coming through trying to say, listen, we really here. You know what I mean? Like, we really still here. And the sad part is I'm not even trying to prove it to nobody else. I'm trying to prove it to New York radio.
Word.
You know, Right now I'm listening to 105.1 or Hot, and they're trying to get on a New York twist, but the only thing they got is old records. They don't even know who's hot in New York no more. Like, who's currently hot?
But see,
who's on stage every week? Who's in these venues every week? They don't know where we at.
Because they don't send out the cats that was in the streets like back in the day. Back in the day, they would send out people to go and scout
and
find
out
what's
happening.
Yeah, but nobody knows no more. It's whatever's happening at that moment that they see on Instagram or YouTube, then they jump on the bandwagon. But no one goes out and scouts what's hot no more.
Listen, when I tell you we are on the forefront of the underground, we call ourselves underground all-stars, underground gods. Like, we got all kind of hashtags that go along with my team that's out here. My team ain't even necessarily dudes I rap with, but they're dudes that I come across, I find myself sharing the bill with more so than not. So now I know them. You feel what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
they do what they do. Like, you can't take nothing away from these kids. They do what they do, be it from Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, wherever they from. There's a young cat named Sith. S-I-T-H, sick in the head. This little kid, yo, you know, he's 21, but this boy is a problem. When I, you know, DJ Eclipse has a halftime show, you know, legendary
uh-huh.
halftime show. I brought up there to, do Ted in Case, you know, salute, awesome. You know, they set me up to do that interview, and I go to walk in, and I hear this dude going ham. To the point that, again, me being rude on my little mama shit, I walked in his interview. Like, who is I gotta come behind? Who are you? How dare you get this busy and I gotta come on here after you? And then I see NY Order, which was Cool Kim from UMC's. Salute Cool Kim, because, you know, Phantom of the Beat, Cool Kim, Haas G, UMC's, those are my business partners from other things. This is with Order's new artist. 21 years old, and this kid is spitting like he's 35. Like, that kind of energy, that kind of respect, that kind of integrity in his bars. I'm like, you know what? I'm your fan, straight like that.
Wow.
So I just called it on my radio show. You dig what I mean? So when I got kids like that, like Joey Badass, like some of these cats who still have, even like A$AP Naz. I don't know if you heard A$AP Naz. He got to join with Meth right now, Traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
So New York, and I'm like, yo, I'm not on the ASAP wagon, but I can't front. That was just good music. So it's starting to come that the identity is there. I just need you guys, you know, you already been in tune, but you guys to help us holler at those guys. Like, listen, we got what's in tune.
Definitely.
You know, the reason we started, you know, I got the radio station, Not 97. The reason we started that was just like, you know what? If it's hot, it's probably not on hot. You know what I'm saying? If it's hot, then it's probably not. And that's our tagline. Like, you know what?
I saw the 97, and I was like, wow, this is kind of dope. You know what I mean? Because, like, at one time we always used to listen to Hot 97 to be, like, you know, the forefront and, you know, 105.1, you know, to listen to the stuff to say, oh, this is hot, what made the person hot,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But, I mean, now people don't really know what's hot. They, you know what I'm saying? They jump on the bandwagon. I'm going to tell you who knows what's hot. These little kids out here, like some of my students, these little kids, they come to me and tell me about artists before they even start popping out here. Like,
but
they were like the boy that just got signed, Fact Dizzy, a lot of these little artists.
Who's John
like,
Connor?
About, huh?
Who, John Connor? The kid just got signed in the aftermath?
No, Fat Trail, a couple, you know, all these little cats that's, and, what's his other guy, Childish Gambino and all these cats, and, you know, all these cats before they were even coming up, like, they was already doing stuff, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, so, like, all these little kids, they be telling me different things, and I was like, you know what, let me check them out, you know what I mean? Because no one's really going around and really seeing who's hot, who's really making some noise out here.
Yeah, but
everybody's
just
sticking into the norm.
That's our job to get back to that. Because that's what used to make us. And why I lost the fact that we used to be dictators. We were never followers. We were never followers or trend chasers. We were trendsetters. So no one needed to tell us what was hot. We determined and dictated what was hot. But what happened was the pendulum swings like it's supposed to. Everybody's supposed to get their turn, like they're supposed to. problem is New York panicked because we've never not been on top. So we didn't know how to respond to not being on top so long. First the West took it, then the Midwest got it, then the Midwest gave it to the South, to Miami, and then Miami gave it to Atlanta, and Atlanta never let it go. So we just said, you know what? Can't beat them, join them. Not realizing that that's where we beat ourselves, because what made New York dope in music and everything else was the fact that the New Yorker was always the kid that would walk on the left side of the street, dolo.
We were different. We said it was different. You know, they stood out. You know what I mean? Like, everybody came to them for fashion, for what was
we
new.
We
had the hottest mixtape out there. Now
we let one
like,
side of our overalls hang down.
Yeah.
We took our jeans and our socks.
Word.
I remember going to Virginia, going to Atlanta, going to these places, and they wouldn't call me nothing but New York. I don't care what name I told them. So New York, and everybody would, listen, I lived in South Carolina in the 90s, right? Like 95, 96, I moved down there for a few years after high school. And I remember one night, we got down there, me and my cousins, we met the locals, Kirk, the whole town up. St. Stephen's knows our name, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming home, there's a one-mile road on this back road going to our crib. We driving a 77 New Yorker, but you know in the South, that's like having a 92 Legend in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a Jamaican drug dealer in the 90s. Steve. We straight open. So we coming down the block, and there's six dudes sprawled out across the road walking towards our house. Oh, yo, New York, yo, we on our way. They walk. The road is literally a mile. Just that road. From the time you turn on the start of the road till it passes my house is literally 1 mile. These kids would walk from in town just to be at our house. Doing nothing. We about to go watch some TV, maybe eat some Bojangles, chill. Nothing exciting. But to them, they wanted to be wherever we was at.
They wanted to smell your air. They wanted to be New York.
And we're visiting your town. You understand what I'm saying? We're visiting your town. But this is how it moves. So
it doesn't matter. Even like being in the military and stuff. Like they didn't stand New Yorkers, right? They be like, oh, that's that New York chick. That's that. New, you know what I'm saying? So even anywhere you went, it was like New York stood out. And they.
Les, what branch is you in? What branch?
Army.
Navy.
So oh, you was in the Navy?
Trust me, as I ended up in South Carolina. trust me, I know. It was crazy. I'm like, yo, yeah, well, my career ain't in it, like it was supposed to, but, like, it was, you remember Buddy said, if I'd have made that left at Albuquerque.
Hey, you know how many it was a lot of New York cats that either went Army or they went Navy and
yep.
stuff. It was crazy.
My pops was a Navy dude, you know what I mean? So I grew up on the USS Arcadia going to work with my pops on a regular basis, so I had already knew what to expect in that branch. So that's why I think it was an easy sell for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I had somebody on here that actually was in the Navy. I think they wanted to chime in. We got caller, you live online?
Yeah, I'm live online right now. Hey, I just want to say,
where you
Navy.
Calling from?
I'm calling from H-Town, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, salute, Texas.
Oh, yeah, but I'm from D.C., though. I live down here now. Hey, I just want to say, yo, that beat was hot, man. We need more music like that out here.
Oh, man, I appreciate that wholeheartedly, my dude. Seriously.
Because the stuff that's on the radio now, I don't even turn my radio on. I can't listen to it.
Everything we're talking about. That's sad, man. I remember times. Remember when you used to rush home and you would put the little tissue in your tape so that you could press record and play it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was part of your lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, you would still go buy the record, but that was part of the culture. You had to say that you sat down in front of that record player or that track. You know? That was part of it. Now you can't even do it no more. I got some dudes telling me they listen to R&B. They don't even listen to hip-hop no more.
To me, it ain't no hip-hop out here.
Exactly. It's a lot of rap, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of rap, but it's hip-hop. I be trying to tell people there's a difference in that.
Well, there's a genre and there's a culture. Hip-hop is the culture.
Right, right.
Rap is the genre. You know what I mean? And what happens is a lot of corporate people found out that hip-hop was selling and very viable and lucrative, but the problem is we sold off the wrong part. We started selling importance and stock in the culture instead of selling the genre. See, the genre can be mixed with anything. You can do hip-hop polka. You can do hip-hop salsa. You can do hip-hop R&B, hip-hop soul. It wouldn't matter because the culture would be intact to keep feeding the genre. But we started selling parts of the culture. Now we got hip-hop, R&B culture? Where'd that come from?
Exactly.
But you don't ever hear Seventh-day Adventist Jewish people. Like, they don't sell their culture where we sell ours at. So, you know, and now it's time that we, especially cats like us, because I could tell that you know what you're talking about, and you take it personal. You're a part of this. You've grown up. You're of this.
Oh, yeah. I was born in 72, so I grew up.
All right. This is all
I grew up next to the cats like that's the Sonic and all of them, you know.
Come on. Straight from the mouth of Dobbs and Daddy Yo. Come on, man. This is all we know.
Yeah.
Self-destruction changed my afternoon. When we went to school and they played that in school because somebody had a fight. And that was the first time we ever heard an elder recite rap. I was like, yo, did you just, that's self-destruction. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know what you mean. I take it personal. I want to punch skinny jean wearers in their face. Not because they're wearing skinny jeans, because you're wearing skinny jeans living a baggy jean lifestyle. You're bothering me. You know what I mean? If you got the skinny jeans, why are you trying to bag them so they look baggy?
That would make sense.
We're going to come back on this same situation in a few minutes, but I got to make a quick announcement. Definitely don't forget to follow us at Lush Radio Online, at Mike Cans, at Quanlee TV. Don't forget to log on at www.lushradioonline. And we live right now. And I got to talk to you guys. We want to get into in a quick second. We want to change the switch over. Topic is nowadays you guys
don't get
see a whole
breath.
Bunch of people. You see a whole bunch of people. You see a whole bunch of people walking around talking about, oh, they celebrities and stuff. What defines a celebrity? Because I'm seeing people sitting around taking shits on the toilet, putting it on YouTube. Now they celebrity. They get on TMZ streaking. Now they a celebrity. They show up on one show ringing a doorbell. They a celebrity. What is the definition of a celebrity nowadays, man? This stuff is getting ridiculous.
Celebrity is the rough translation of viral. That's all. There's no substance. Look at it. Kim Kardashian is one of the biggest stars in pop culture of our time, and I still can't tell you what she do. I just know she worked with Paris Hilton, and I can't tell you what she do. But they get $10,000 to show up at a party.
That's what I don't understand. She comes to spend. She shows up at a party, and she gets paid $20. I don't understand what's the definition of a celebrity. It's just, as long as your video goes viral, you're a celebrity now.
The thing is, we have no substance anymore. And that's what it's – you got to think. Look at two generations ago, last generation and now. It was degrading to that each generation anyway, to the point that we praise basketball players and rappers more than we praise college students and doctors.
Sad.
You can't get no doctor to endorse a sneaker. You understand what I'm saying? But you can get Jadakiss to sell 150,000 units. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, our priorities are screwed now. Like, we glorify all the wrong things.
We don't promote education. You even got people that actually have are educated, but they speak like they're idiots. And when you talk to them, you know, they're basically saying that, you know, the consumer likes it. They like this dumbed-down version. They don't want it.
Now, we're in a high-paced world now. So people don't have time to articulate. People don't have time to rationalize, and they don't have time to factor and figure. They want the whole world to be consist of cartoons, things that they could glance at and get the entire story.
But I want to also get your feedback because we're going to do some snippets of your girl Beyonce, okay? Because this girl is wild, okay? Beyonce dropped her album last night, midnight, and no promotion, no nothing. It's basically a visual album, and 30 seconds of each song. So we're supposed to critique 30 seconds of each song. I'm trying to figure out, was that like a personal like vendetta towards like, oh, Kelly just dropped his, you know, album? You know, was that trying to divert the attention from him? I mean, yeah, everybody's talking about her situation. I think the little songs that we did get to hear do have potential. It's totally a difference between the last album, which to me I felt sucked, but this one is doing, you know, seems like it might got some potential songs on it. I don't know. What did you think about Beyonce dropping the album last night, Mike?
I'm here.
What did you think about Beyonce dropping her album last night?
Well, I didn't catch wind of the project yet. I haven't heard anything. I heard that the drop was happening, but
she dropped 30 seconds of each song. It's like 30 seconds, and she basically all the visuals are like 30 seconds. They're nice. We're going to go and play a couple of the snippets that we were able to snatch. You can give
but
your
you know what it is. They're bored now. And that's dope in a certain regard, only because, like, Beyonce is still a creative. You know, Jay, on the other hand, I'm getting a little worried, but Beyonce is still a creative. So on the platform that they're on, she can afford to do things like that to keep fan base curious. You know, like in marketing, it's a catch and reveal. You know what I mean? It's a bait and reveal type of campaign. So if I could get you hooked on these 30 seconds, you're going to fiend for the other 3 minutes.
It is definitely a great marketing scheme. This is like one of the songs that she had, it's called Chocolate
Cigars on ice, cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby, I want you.
Now, that's 30 seconds of the song. That's Drunk in Love. That's supposed to be featuring Jay-Z. I like the beat. I think it has potential and stuff. Now,
She sounds like Sierra Big Sister. She sounds like Sierra all grown up on it. Like, it's hard. It's, you know what? It's hard because I'm not sure who dropped the record. Was it Beyonce or Sasha Fierce? Which one was it?
I don't know. She got two different personalities. I don't know who's going. She got another song.
They promoting schizophrenia. I don't know. Like, there's a lot going on. And I haven't heard enough to make an assessment, you know, past the obvious with marketing. So I can't call it. But it's going to work. It's Beyonce.
I mean, that's one Drunk in Love. This one.
I call them catwalk, man. These women getting silent. I could sing a song for Solomon or Salamander. We took a flight at midnight and now my mind can't help but wonder how come. Spoon fed, pluralized eyes to find the beaches in the forest when I'm looking off the air.
Now, this one almost, she kind of sound like Mr. Roboto type, but she's like, it sounded like she was kind of... like was saying some poetry. I don't know what was going on with
Didn't
that.
Did you say Mr. Roboto?
Yeah.
You're foolish for that because I just seen the commercial. I mean, the cartoon pop in my head. Oh my god, that's much. Again.
song right there is called Haunted. I saw, like, the visual of it. She has, like, some dudes with painted faces. She's walking down all the way. These different rooms have different things going on. I don't know. I think there's a whole bunch of personality things going on. I don't know.
I'm telling you, schizophrenia's finest. I don't know what they're going for no more at this point, like I said. Like, I think there's a lot of boredom involved. I think there's a lot of just because I'm me, I can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And,
you know, she's
and
young.
And it's going to work, you know? What kind of answer? I don't have all the answers.
Yeah,
I don't have
the
answers, Rush. I don't have the answers.
Yo, my head hurt like shit because the thing about it is that I don't care if you play that clip, like, next week, next month. Yo, that shit is still going to make me laugh. Like, Kanye was like a baby. Did you just make a mouth?
He was looking out the side of his eyes, all that, like, literally. Like, he was talking to him out his ear. Like, you don't got the answer, Sway.
You don't got the answer, Sway.
And he had the chewing tobacco mouth.
No, I thought he had some back on
it. Yeah, that's, you know, he on his Marlon Brando flow.
Yo, he said, but it ain't Ralph, though.
But Sway said, listen, we could turn all this off.
Yo.
I will beat the brakes off your skirt.
No, but see, they have a rapport with each other. So it was like a brother thing for them. You know, so
you probably say that, but to me, ask my brothers how that worked out. I'm beating the brakes off you, and your sneakers going to be missing.
Now, when he passed out, though, I was like, yo, son having a temper tantrum, don't he acting like a big-ass baby right now?
Yeah, that was no bueno. He got mad because he lost all that money. And he's bugging, and they got no answers for why he's running around yelling slave with a Confederate flag on, trying to talk about I own it now. Do you?
Yo, son is like really bugged out, putting like
no disrespect.
Mad
but I'm sure
his face.
No disrespect, but I'm sure if he'd have went home and say, Mama, this is what I'm trying to do. She'd have sat him down and knocked him out.
No,
like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Rest in pieces.
She don't
want to
have the answer for that. Because think about it. Amongst her church friends and her elders, she would have to answer for that.
Nah, but this is the thing, though. He started bugging out after this one. I really think that he's really trying to express his hurt through this craziness because he really misses his mother, son. Like, he never
and,
really
and you know what? I respect that. You got to miss your mama. You got to. I miss her because you wasn't crazy before she left. So I miss her. But it's like you got to know how and you got to honor her memory and her teachings. And she taught you better than that because I met you better than that.
Crazy, man.
You know? I met you better than that. When she had the direct influence, I met you. Come on, man. You bugging. You know better than that, yeah?
One thing I respect about Sway is that he was real with the interview. He was like, I'm just trying to understand. Like, everybody's trying to understand, like, why are you crying over the situation? Like, why can't you move? He said, because at the end of the day, and he said, well, talk, niggas are slaves in the industry. You have to be playing in a certain power team in order for you to get to certain levels and stuff like that.
There's a metaphor in that. There's a metaphor in that. And that's you know, that can speak to what's wrong with music as a whole today. And if you look in the R&B world, that metaphors get lost. There's a metaphor. There's a strong difference between the disposition of a metaphor and a blatant statement. And you can say the same thing. That's that teaspoon of sugar that helps the medicine go down. So I get the metaphor.
Come on,
of the like, I understand the metaphor of being the slave to the record labels. You're the slave to the fans. And then I also understand that in his world, because remember, an artist's world or a public figure's world operates on a different plane than the average person. Different rules, different, you know, cadences, different things to deal with. But certain things are universal across the board. Slave and Confederate flags ain't good nowhere, fam. And
no,
the problem
that's,
is,
I mean, that's crazy.
They're not as impactful to me. They don't hurt me, but they have bloodstains in that flag that might impact people. Like,
people,
my mother used to get rocks thrown at her going to school in North Carolina. You understand what I mean? That's what she told me. You know what I'm saying? She used to get rocks thrown at her going to school. She remembers that clearly. So just because it didn't happen to me, how can I negate knowing that that's what happened to her under that same flag?
Then that's
a social responsibility.
I mean, him as a role model, him as he is stated that he's an icon and he's very influential, I think he should understand that there are repercussions for the things that you're doing out here. You know, people are looking at you and you're bucking. I don't understand, like, but that whole, you know, I still can't, his face.
You don't have the answers, Lush. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me yesterday, and, you know, Kanye don't do no beats for me now, so he might not want to do nothing after this, but he already don't, and so it's cool. But, like, somebody asked me, yo, what do you think of Kanye as an artist? And then they flipped it, because I guess I didn't give them the answer they wanted, and asked me, well, what do you think about him as a producer, which I guess would be a more undeniable question.
Yeah.
My thing is, I can't really jam with Kanye right now as a person. So what his music sound like doesn't even matter to me no more. Because I have a 19-year-old that listens to everything that man do, and he has to incorporate that somehow into the man that he's going to be. So my thing is, the example or the analogy I gave him was, it's like if somebody offers me a check for $10 million. If I find out that that money came from trafficking babies, then I can't take that money. I don't care what my circumstances are.
That's real tough right there.
The same thing with R. Kelly. No disrespect, Kells, but I don't know. I still can't know. So I'm just not spending no money on no R. Kelly records because I have a daughter at a certain age that might fund video camera activity and peeing on children. I don't know, Kells. So
no.
I just can't buy no more records.
I mean, I ain't going to lie, R. Kelly, you know, he still got his backpack fans and stuff. I still feel certain types of way about his actions, you know what I'm saying, because I have a daughter, you know what I'm saying, so it's, you know, but I mean, I do got a song from R. Kelly called Cookies. I mean, I ain't going to lie, I will still jam to some R. Kelly because that dude's a freak. It will
still make
you have some babies.
I got approached to write records for that last album he did. You understand what I mean? And I was put in a bad spot because my partner who does the music needed me to write the record and needed me to help, you know, coordinate writing the record. So what do you do? But your integrity has to kick in somewhere. And for me,
that's true.
Like I said, I'm not here to say that you did not or that you did do anything, because I don't know. But because I don't know, I have to curb my enthusiasm.
I don't know if he urinated on that girl.
This is my thing, but I do know that all that money that comes from record sales, somebody had to buy that video camera.
Somebody
had to buy that little girl, Yoo-Hoo's. You know what I'm saying?
I
say it's the boomerang back. I can't support what I can't respect.
That's true. That's true.
And like
definitely,
I said, the artistry, you can't take that away from Ye. He's an incredible producer. Incredible.
Yo, all I just don't understand is, like, you know, he came from that whole runway, that whole little, like, mini movie he did. I mean, the production and everything was so beautiful. The visual was beautiful to this garbage. Like, what is, I don't understand.
How about Jesus Walks? What happened to that?
Man.
Where do you want to? You must have walked a hell of a long way away if you don't hear him no more.
I don't know, man.
I'm not here to preach to nobody. You know, I ain't got no spots or nothing. But I am on the radio, so listen. I don't like certain things about certain things with certain things with the years, and I don't care if I ain't got nothing. I got a couple of the answers, man.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely drop some real jewels, and it's a lot of stuff to think about. And, but, I mean, at the end of the day, like, people still want some music. People still want to do what they do. But, like I said, at the end of the day, it's about what you think and what you like at the end of the day. But really, honestly, we really need to find out what our morals are and get back on the wagon, because, like, people jumping on bandwagons, the bandwagons, this person's hot today, that person's hot today. One thing I can say about R. Kelly, whenever he drops something, it's always hot. You know what I'm saying? But he drops a lot of hot stuff, but I don't know. He need to chill out with all that baby stuff, man. But
end of the day, that's the problem. When integrity has to take the back seat to what quote-unquote works, that's what has us in the position we are now.
Definitely. And it's crazy. Like, it's sad. And, I mean, like I said, on that note, we're going to go into a song from R. Kelly. It's explicit. This is actually, you know, an adult show, so you know what I'm saying, call in at 347-826-7722. This one is called Cookie. I saw the visual for it. Crazy. And we're going to come right back. We got a joint from Eminem and from Crazy, because both of us got a joint, too. So, and we're going to talk more to Mike. And we're going to talk to people on the phone now. 347-826-7722. Let's radio online, man. Cookie.
Come on now, he's waiting on you.
Now, he likes his breakfast on time at 7 o'clock. At 2 p.m. sharp, he likes to sleep off. At 5:30, he gets bath. At 6:45, he likes his tea and cigars. At 8:45, he likes his dinner. And I mean...
Excuse me, wait. You didn't say what he would want for dessert?
Well, I'm sure he'll let you know that.
Next wake up, it's dinner time. Yeah, turn up.
Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sip. Come fuck with a nigga, I'll bang on a pussy like I'm blowing up crib. Fuck with a nigga, you gon' wanna claim this dick. Fuck with a nigga, fuck with a nigga, come fuck with a nigga. She roller coastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Gonna beat the pussy to this. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo. Like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this in my mouth. You won't know how I get down. You won't know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can do all this in my mouth.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Mmm, like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Turn up. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo. I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Cookie, 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 my man R. Kelly, Black Panties, new album dropped, and that's a song off the album, Cookie Monster. Also, don't forget The Hobbit is coming out soon, and RoboCop, you know, our old classic that we used to love,
Murphy is coming out 2014, RoboCop. And we're back live with your man, Mike Hands. Check out that song, Stomp, It's Crazy Bananas. Don't forget to follow at Mike Hands on Instagram. It's crazy.
Yo, what was Mike. The name of that song?
Huh?
What was the name of that song? Cookie? The name of the song, what was that, Cookie Monster, you said?
No, it's called Cookie, but he just said it's Cookie Monster. The song's called Cookie.
Okay. And Cookie Monster... Cookie Monster was from Sesame Street, right? I'm just asking. Forgive me. All right, never mind.
Shut up!
I'll try to gas him up, but just call it how I see it.
Mike, you are crazy.
He got Dora on the remix feature.
Oh, my God.
I'm just a fool. Don't bother me.
You are crazy. Another thing to touch on, okay, so I haven't watched Scandal yet because I don't really watch TV like that because I just don't. But Scandal apparently is just the new obsession for everyone, okay? And one of my friends, like, I mean, this guy's older. He's, like, 60 years old. And he's like, oh, my God, you got to see Scandal because the president had it up in the air, and he was giving it to her. I'm like, you're just watching it to see, like, the fake Joy Huffman scene? She said, yeah, man. I said, some people say that it's about, you know, some of the things that go on, the conspiracies behind the scenes in the government. A lot of people are stuck on the fact that the relationship between the president and the black and white thing is kind of, they say it's a turn on for them. But it's given a lot of these side chicks a lot of, you know, they ain't giving them a lot of confidence, you know, thinking that they can come and, you know, start playing, you know, the first lady role. So, and talking about that subject, you got your girl Michelle Obama that was looking real crazy at Mandela's funeral. But Obama was sitting next to this young lady, and I think Obama might have been a little bit touchy-feely, I guess, for Michelle's taste. And she looked like she was ready to stomp something out that day. And she actually had to switch seats and everything. So that was crazy. What did you think about that situation, Mike?
I feel like I'm not in tune to really say. I was still stuck on the Scandal thing.
What's up with you on Scandal? Are you a serious Scandal?
I don't watch Scandal on purpose. I think there's enough Scandal in my world that I don't need to escape into somebody else's. I think the same people, like, I look at my friends, and yes, I'm a profiler, and a lot of my friends that watch Scandal are pretty much the same friends that watch, like, Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, God.
And that's Atlanta true. Housewives and Mob
yeah.
Wives, all
yeah.
of which I don't agree with. I it's just too perpetuated to me, and I'm good with it. You know what I mean? And it's funny, this is coming from the person who just dropped a record called Don't Get Stomped. I feel comfortable dropping that record because I know once I speak to you, I can balance it out. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it just perpetuates the sign of the times. It perpetuates the plight that we're in as a people completely. And I don't mean about black and white. I'm talking about as humans. And I think Scandal and Love and Hip Hop and all of these things that glorify the dramatic, the drama, and the negativity, if you really look at it, I can't, again, if I can't respect it, I can't co-sign it. I don't see enough balance on screen.
I think it's a lot of brainwashing. And I think, like you said, I think a lot of people want to escape in their lives into these shows through Love and Hip Hop and Scandal and stuff. And it's basically like they're living their life through the show.
Not vicariously. But here's what happens now. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I said I feel like they're living their life through the shows. And in turn, They're making it to, they need to realize that this is TV at the end of the day. But the problem that's happening is people don't know how to differentiate the difference between reality and real life. And they're
Reality is real life. look, all the way down to the camera angles. It's designed to mimic real life. You know why? Because in the time where, ironically enough, it's parallel with obesity, it's parallel with these dramatic depression. Think about it. You see more depression commercials than you see Depends commercials nowadays. Depression is commercial.
Mm.
So I say that to say, they put an action cam on. They give you these point of view angles. You feel subconsciously like you've lived vicariously through these characters, and your favorite character is the role you play, like The Sims.
Wow, that was a good analogy right there.
But look, then in the midst of your idiocy, and I say that because you're walking blind, you try to adapt the circumstance of, let's say, a Peter Guns and his two women dilemma with your little raggedy relationship in real life where ain't no money involved. And you think that the circumstances are the same. Are you kidding me?
I'm done. I'm walking off the stage.
You got to be realistic about it, you know? And that's what happens. And I look at the children, like, you know, I have a 14-year-old. And with her, she's dealing with depression and a few other things. That's me sharing because I'm an open individual. But
mm-hmm.
What's going on with that is, you know, I talk to her mom at times, and Mob Wives and Atlanta Housewives, and her justification is, well, if she's going to watch it anyway because she can watch it on her phone on YouTube, so I'd rather her watch it with me where I can explain it to yourself. But my thing is, the problem is now her rationale. Remember when TV used to have a moral to it? Before the end of every sitcom, there was some kind of moral reflection that went on to decipher the episode?
Yeah.
Reality TV does not have that. So it takes you through the dramatic. It takes you through all these crisis situations with no resolve. So now you have a 14-year-old who's seen this kind of thing she's dealing with loosely before, but this is how it played out when Tahiri went through it. But you 14, Tahiri 30. How are you paralleling that? But that's the only example they have.
I mean, it's in their face intensely each and every day. It's consistently, you know, whether they want to see it, it's there constantly.
It's sad. Even if you go to non-porn sites.
It's thrown in their face subliminally that they can't escape it.
Look, if you go to non-porn sites, you can still come across somewhere porn pop-ups are happening. So you sitting there with your daughter, and y'all trying to do ABCs, or y'all trying to look for some Jordans, and some titties pop up. How am I going to explain titties?
Sex is thrown in their face. That's why, like, even I teach at an elementary school, and the kids at the school, kids are sitting here, and, you know, especially our sixth graders, now they don't have sixth graders now. They have fifth graders. They caught some of the kids, you know, giving each other fellatio underneath the steps.
Trust me, I know.
You got kids writing all kinds of obscene things on the wall. It's getting out of hand. Like, when I was growing up, we weren't even thinking about it. We just wanted to be kids.
I can't say that, but I was a minority, and that's why things were good.
I'm just saying,
I was a minority, and that's why things were good. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still, you know what, more so than whether or not it crossed my mind at that age, I still had shame about it. And
you
if I had shame, that means I had respect. You dig what I'm saying? These kids have no shame, therefore they have no respect. And that's the problem.
Oh, they don't have no respect at all.
Like, see, coming through the puberty stages, prepubescent stages, where you're discovering and you may have caught wind of something and you get curious, all that is a natural thing. It's been happening since the beginning of time. But the thing is, there was a certain air of respect and a certain margin of shame that went along with things that governed you in society to move in a certain respectful fashion. These kids now have no margins for respect. Why do I say that? Because you can see a meme of one of them, you know, Instagram models with her 3-year-old standing on the top of the toilet taking a picture of her in 2-piece lingerie.
Stop it.
Or I'll see a video on YouTube of some little 3-year-old twerking, and the mother and all her little 9-year-old friends, because, you know, the baby mother, like, 14, all her friends is laughing because they think it's the coolest thing in the world that this little girl could drop it like it's hot. They got no videos of her saying her ABCs or spelling her name. They got pictures of her twerking.
Because that's a new wave. This is what I said, the whole bandwagon.
Those are young strippers
in training. All of them got their own. They're training their children to be strippers. It's sad.
Crazy. Watch this. When you, think about it, you in the service. When you, and think of the roughest points in your life, right, roughest points,
mm-hmm.
even if you decided you were going to dance, would that have been your first option? Or would that be your last resort? All right. My thing is, the only reason it becomes most people's last resort is because they've been introduced to other options to execute and exhaust before they get to their last resort. Imagine the limitation in options that the last resort becomes the second resort.
Yo, you just went super deep just now, yo. Like, we gonna have to do the whole think tank thing on Thursday.
I ain't nobody. Just my mama's son.
Nah, you just opened up a can of worms. Now you in trouble.
It's life. If we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
You're going to have to come on our Thursday show. We're going to have to go ahead. I'm going
to
definitely have them on there. We're going
to
have a wild table.
Shoot me the email and the time, and I'm with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I definitely, you know, you dropped a lot of crazy, serious jewels right now. Like, I mean, it's a lot of deep thought. Like, we really got to think about what we're doing. Like, honestly, like, if we really go into it, it's going to be longer than the time that we have for the show. But, I mean, we really need to start taking responsibility for our actions. And understand that we have children that we're in charge of their souls and their past right now at the moment. And they're naive, and they're looking towards you to guide them. And there's so many different evils that are coming before them, and they need you to guide them. And it's sad because if you're still, how can you leave me if you can't leave yourself?
Hashtag onus.
You know, so it's a sad thing, and I pray that we get out of this phase thing. I'm seeing it as a phase, and our consciousness comes back. Where people ask why about things. Why are we doing it? At one time, we were asking why. At one time, we were pushing against the envelope. You know, at one time, we were seeking knowledge. Now we all dumbed down. Like, get out of it. Stop being a freaking zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Wake up. Crazy,
you know,
right
what?
Now.
It makes school days make sense all over again, don't it?
Yep.
Remember
the last scene?
Wake up! And I thought it was the stupidest thing at the time. Like, why is he yelling in the fucking camera?
If you look at most of the movies that you watch, and you're like, yo, I don't understand some of this stuff, but they have subliminal messages in them. And now as we get older, we understand what they're talking about.
They don't really care about us. But do you remember the pendulum we mentioned earlier when we talked about the cycle of music? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Just the problem was, and I think I mentioned this to my uncle the other night, when we watched School Days, issues, problems of the world weren't really on our radar. So it's not that it wasn't happening. It just wasn't happening to us. Just like rent. Nobody thought about how rent was getting paid. At least I didn't. I just knew my key worked every time I put it in the door. But now, as an adult, rent's all I think about from the moment I pay it. You understand what I mean? I think, oh, gosh, I got to put this back, and oh, my God, I'm going to have to do it again. So it's just the pendulum is swinging again just now that we're old enough to see it come back. The first time it went, it was over our head. The second time it comes back, we got to duck it. We've grown, got a little taller.
Mm.
Yeah, you got me. You got me all on some other stuff right now, man.
We're gonna have to come back on this one.
We're gonna have to have another show with Mike Hands live in the building. We're gonna be talking about what's going on. Wake up, world.
Absolutely.
We're gonna be talking to him about that. We're gonna talk that in one of the, next week. Because you know, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. What's gonna change? What's gonna be different? Don't forget, each and every Monday is Motivational Mondays with your girl ME2K. Just start your morning and get motivated with your girl ME2K from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your girl. Don't forget Business Wednesdays, talking about business and entrepreneurs. And Thursdays is Street Queens, the movement. But we're going to have a special guest, Mike Hands, in the building. And Hot or Not Fridays. This is your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. And we got 8 minutes on the clock. I'm going to go to a quick song, and we might come back. And we're going to go ahead and wrap this up real quick. We got
Lush, I'm
going
to have to jump off so I get in the studio.
I'm going to go ahead and get it in, man. Appreciate you, Mike Hands. That's what's
up. I appreciate you guys. Thank you 100%. Lush Radio crowd, salute. I'm going to see y'all in a minute. And Thursday, tune in. We're going to talk about it.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you check out your boy, Mike Hands. Check out Quan Lee. People versus Quan Lee. You're about to get stomped. It's crazy. Lush Radio Online. Follow him at Mike Hands, at Quan Lee TV, Lush Radio Online. I'm going to play a joint from your man, Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. And we're going to come right back. We're going to wrap up the show.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, what's up, nigga? These niggas must have forgot, man. We the niggas started this shit, man, for real. Fuck y'all niggas, fuck.
Crazy Jackson, swag classic, granddaddy swagger. Everybody wanna ride my wagon, swaggin'. Every time I pull up my lacquer, 50 million now I'm sold. Imagine how that stack up. But I've never been one to brag about my financial status. All these rappers claiming they bad, but they sound the same, they all average. And everybody try to bite the master, find them hard to swallow like cactus. Tell them I'm hard to follow like Jackson, Mike to be exact. Y'all need to stop with all of this madness. Boy, respect and honor your daddy. Call me father. What the hell you thought you got your talent? Go ahead and use it, just pay taxes. Some of y'all let me use it and I'm not fatted. Look, the face about to break savage. Make no mistake when we slacking. Good dick ain't all that I'm packing. Bitch, I need shorts, I got access. Bitches to the rhythm and I get them like a magnum. And when I finish them, I send them just a dragon. To the dungeon, but I'm hacking. Where it come from, I won't have it. Yeah. These niggas thinking they can keep it with the flow. Nigga get the money, come check up what you know. I'm a learning nigga, nothing ever battle bone. On my soul, I'm no hoe.
The game made a beast out of me. The game made a beast out of me.
A nigga representing all sides of the coast. And like originated from five of the coast. But now I gotta hold it down and control it now. No, underrated is an understatement. They never pay attention to the nigga come flagrant. They gonna get the pump of the trunk and upblaze them. Ain't it amazing? Some niggas sound like crazy. Some niggas tryna get down like lazy. I think it's time to get busy and make a nigga wish that first song get easy. You think I'ma fall off? Well, if I fall off, I'm taking all y'all. Cause the king would be dead. My father was dead. But the boss don't eat, believe he gon' hard. Your favorite rapper, I burped them. Those haters that man, I murked them. Made them all fade to black and close curtains. And everything I think in the rap is so certain. Nigga, we came in the game and changed things. Made brains mainstream. Made everybody wanna harmonize in they rap, even when they came see. Ain't we some of the loudest niggas you probably ever heard of? And the verdict after they heard us was life. Them niggas is murder. Heard when I said my words. When it's my turn, I'ma hit it with the burner. To the scene of Black Katrina. Fight like Ike and Tina Turner. Now I got them all shook, so I'ma keep it coming to here with that hook. You better be aware when I bail with that look. Even coming with the strip of a bull, you get tough. I can go over days and days on how I'm amazing. In so many ways, I can't even really explain how I sustain it. My brain is really insane. It's just in the mind. Something that's telling me kids and them die. And I'ma take them to the other side once I apply. Deserves the rhythm that rides. Protect your bosses up in this building. Shorts the losses ain't what I'm feeling. So I aim and charge for the killing. Game made a beast out of me.
What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump? Feel the jungle, this shit ain't no potato. Niggas rolling dice while they puffin'. sipping on an endo. 40 on my waist, you can stretch like a limo. Them gangs run up on you, you can slice, no Kimbo. Ain't no snitching, man, I hope you get the memo. Even if you face the life, nigga, that's an N-O. Damn jack, boy, trying to get what you got. Get you on the side block, hit you with the ooh-ah. And fuck the bank, keep the money in a shoebox. Niggas wait the old crib, set up in a new spot. Coke steady bubbling, gun steady coming in. Got me sitting wondering when it's in troubling. Cause niggas go to jail cause the oven niggas. Why they baby mama out there fucking oven niggas? You ain't got no choice to feel us if you are respected. Them other niggas getting checked.
Wanna be rejected.
Where you from? What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump? Where you from? What's it like to jump?
Like a jungle, ain't nobody being humble. Niggas caught up in the streets, so they all up in the trouble. It's a hustle, trying to take this what you got and make it double. When you got it, they gon' hate you when you broke. That's how they love it.
Tell the drugs, nigga, that's your time goes. Unemployment at a high, niggas got nowhere to go. Them rappers looking up your G's, so they following the code. Over grams, niggas beefing over hoes. Picking up some colors, they go ask you what's your set for. Niggas moving, then I tell them welcome to the cesspool. It's so regretful, cause where I stay it ain't pretty. Where the elevator's broken and the stairway's pissy. I don't see so much drama when believe.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lush, Lush Live in the building. And don't forget to check out your boy, Mike Hans, at Mike Hans on Instagram, at QuanLeeTV.com. New Kings in New York, at QuanLeeTV, at everything. Don't forget to check out at Lush Radio Online, at Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.org, GameFace.org, GameFace.com, MAE2K.com. Check out Hats_Inc. Shout out to them for that hot hat that they did for us. Also, big shout out to Don't Be a Bama. We're doing an interview with them this Sunday at DTLR in Forestville. So we'll be doing an interview over there. Also, check for that. Also, we'll be doing a lot of things. So definitely check us out. Lush Radio Online. We are turned up. We ain't playing no games. We live in the building. And Friday it goes, Friday it goes each and every Friday. Monday, Motivation Mondays. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We love you, man. Big shout out to Monet, Marshawn, and shout out to everybody that's doing in the industry. Shout out to Bahamadia. Don't forget, if you're in the PG Plaza area, make sure you check out my sister Nonchalant. She'll be on the ones and twos at Sports Zone. And we doing our thing. Let's Radio Online, man. We turned up. And you know what? We're going to play that sound one more time, and we're going to be out of here. I'm out of here. It's your girl, Let's in the building, man. Mike Hans, Stomp. I'm out of here. It's your girl. You heard me? Don't get stomped.
Man strong, 60 hands on. Any nigga praying like his head can't get gone. The fleet gone, spinning across your noon like monsoon. Grenade pins leaving your block doom. Arsenal of niggas, it's all fine. 5-star general, these criminals all mine. Hardest under IBSD, Koi D. Boy, the tactical assault on your convoy. Or get your wig cracked on your doormat. My benefit is pissing late to the punch of your head. Mad black, we come ready. Rocks and blocks steady. Some rocks and machetes, my team ill. Flatbush, Brooklyn, the Brownsville. Run up in the rise and stand still. That wintery coat, chill. You feel when the irons are your grill. Ain't nothing but a nigga that's all real. Now don't get this strong.
This my world, this my city. This my block, you won't rock with me. You're real. Flatbush, Brooklyn, the Brownsville. How you niggas gon' stand still? Now don't get strong. Everybody at your heart in the club. Don't get strong. Turn the block over bundles of drugs. Don't get strong. Murder by the numbers. Catch the body of a suicide